Welcome to the Millennial Nursing Podcast, the show that talks about everything nursing from a millennial's point of view. Hi, my name is Dominique Karachi with DLMNursing.com. This podcast is about navigating through the nursing community through TED Talks, blurred opinions, and reviews. More importantly, this show continues to focus on serving as a resource for all of the future nurses across the globe. Thank you all so much again for continuing to be devoted listeners. Hello, everyone. This is Dominique with DLMNursing.com with your Millennial Nursing Podcast. I wanted to start something that is near and dear to me, which is leadership and why it is so imperative for nurses, whether you're new or have tenure, and how it really matters in having a very successful career. And so I wanted to dedicate this episode in really starting a series on nursing leadership potential. Thank you all so much for listening to the Millennial Nursing Podcast. So why did I decide out of the blue to start a series on nursing leadership? I guess that's a good question for myself. I have been in nursing leadership for really majority of my career. I think I've been doing this for about 4 years now, or maybe more than that. Actually, I started in 2018, so that was terrible math. But yeah, I've been doing this for a while. I personally love my team. I enjoy my team. I love what I do. I think that there is a lot of good, funny, saturated content out there in our social media platforms of how terrible nursing leadership is. And I think I would like to shed light to how beneficial it is, and that we're not all bad leaders and we do care. It's not just about numbers. It's not just about ratios and whatnot, and that we really do enjoy this sense of innovation that we provide for our teams. I've been in my role for quite some time now, and I, safe to say, whenever I go home, I feel fulfilled in my job knowing that my team is successful and that they're thriving. Not only are they thriving at work, but they're thriving at their homes. They feel this sense of camaraderie within the team and our culture. I thrive when I see my team just having fun with each other, at the same time working together. I think that gives me that sense of fulfillment that I have done my job. And so I really would like to re-emphasize that, you know, nursing leadership is just not this terrible field, that it is this, yes, it is very challenging for some and for most, but it is very rewarding at the very end where you see someone that you grew onto your team and that now they're thriving as family nurse practitioners and you help them build their foundation. I think that is what I wanted to shed light to with this series and how it could be so beneficial, not only for your career and your work environment, but in overall life. And so why don't we get started? So why don't we start off with just looking at the overview of nursing leadership. Like what is it? Like what is nursing leadership? So nursing leadership is an important aspect of quality care overall. It involves nurses to tap into a set of skills and abilities that has this sense of influence in decision-making, setting unit goals, and also providing direction for your staff and your team. So it's almost a expectation that nursing leaders have to be very knowledgeable and up to date with clinical practice, while at the same time still having strong interpersonal communication skills so that you're still able to motivate other nurses toward achieving specific outcomes. And so their success is your success. So on top of that, you know, it's overall finding this type of leadership that really resonates with you. And for me, I can only speak for myself, but I do find myself to be a mixture of a servant / transformational leader, where I do love to connect with my team. I love to serve my team. It's almost selfless in a way, where I am really here to be supporting them. And that's how I view my leadership, while at the same time, it's reciprocated. So I think that's where transformational comes in, is that, you know, I serve you and, you know, I help you and navigate through your goals, while at the same time helping our unit as a team to get to where we need to be from a goals perspective. And so having this sense of influence over my team is so important to me. And so that's why I say it's not just being just one type of leadership. I think sometimes when, you know, we get stuck in these different types, and that's not what it's about. It's really trying to find and harness your own leadership to figure out what works for your team, and you have to adjust to the team's culture. And so that's just like a high overview of what nursing leadership is. Obviously, there's a lot of organizational things that you have to really look into, and that you're going to be learning as you move across nursing leadership. There is a sense of responsibility to making sure that we meet organizational goals and that we're moving towards our mission and our vision. And at the same time, you know, finding this sense of balance, like, this is what you're doing for your organization while still helping your team to get there. And so really important to have a deep understanding of complex systems, adaptive systems, so that you're able to prioritize your team, your patients, and making your workplace culture an inclusive and diverse environment for all. So we kind of went over the organizational benefits a little bit, but I wanted to get a little deeper into that. And so what is nursing leadership's role in our organization's success? And so it really does take a strong leader to be able to provide this sense of direction that helps a team ensure that they're giving the same consistent quality care over and over again for all of their patients. And so while we know that there's other things playing a role, whether it's human error or maybe a broken process, it takes this leader, nurse leader, to recognize that from far away. And so developing nursing leadership skills has this potential to overall improve patient outcomes and satisfaction. And that's what we're here. You know, we're here to serve our patients. We took up nursing to care and to heal. And that's, we have to ground ourselves that we're not doing what we do to just get a paycheck at the end of the day. Well, I'll get onto that and later on. I do believe in compensation. I do believe in making sure you have the right benefits. I do feel that we have to always ground ourselves to being patient first. And that's why we do what we do, is for our patients. And so nursing leaders sometimes have to also tap into that at the center of everything that we do, whether we make decisions, we make changes, and we have to do something right now or versus later, that we're doing it for our patients. And at the same time, while you're doing all of that for our community, where having these leadership skills, you're able to reduce staff turnover, you're able to increase organizational efficiency, and all trying to promote a positive work environment. And so having this set of skills can minimize your errors, human errors, med errors that may occur due to poor communication between departments. And so it really takes this fluid leader to navigate through such a complex system. And so, yes, that's the organizational benefits, but what is the personal benefit? So nursing leadership overall, if you are trying to get into the field, there are so many professional growth opportunities. There's endless at this point. I think that if you're trying to move from bedside to administration and leadership, there's a lot of really opportunities overall, whether you're trying to get into education, if you're trying to get into leadership management, if you're trying to get to, the business admin. This is really tapping into these nursing leadership skills and trying to understand what it takes to have this increased confidence in an organization. So it does require a lot of taking on more responsibility. And this responsibility obviously is not to add workload to anyone, but it's more so to grow our people and allow nurses to have a better understanding how large an organization could be, and by looking at the organization as a whole. This also provides them with greater insight on how they can best serve their patients. And so really taking on more opportunities and more responsibilities, being active in the community as a nursing leader, is going to provide this sense of experience that you are able to put into your nursing practice. And so furthermore, becoming a successful leader really requires nurses to go outside their comfort zone and lead to this increased self-awareness, so that you are building not just your leadership skills, but your emotional intelligence over time, which I will also go over in this series. So all of this beneficial traits are just, yes, it's great for your organization, but it also improves your outlook on life. And now that we have the overview and a good understanding of nursing leadership, I think it's really important first to really understand yourself and how personalities play a huge role in communication. And so I think that understanding different types of personalities are really important. It's the way that we as humans communicate with one another and really understand our personality and the different types of personalities is huge with communication. And so I think personality shapes our interactions. It's usually influenced by how we interpret our culture, where we come from. And obviously verbal and nonverbal cues are important, but our personality is shaped by the world around us and how we grew up. So I think it's really important for us to understand what type of person we are in order to communicate with a specific person. And so there's a lot of things out there that you probably heard of. There's DISC assessments and other assessment tools to figure out what you are in a workplace environment. I don't know if you've heard of DISC, where it's usually a paid tool. You take a series of questions, and it was so amazing. Actually, I was surprised to find out my organization does DISC. Actually, let me look up right now what DISC stands for. Everything DISC. If you're interested in taking this, it's everythingdisc.com. You can actually get certified into promoting this type of tool, but it's an assessment-based learning experience designed to help people work better together. And it stands for a few things. So let me look up what is the DISC model. So the DISC model is, again, helps organizations worldwide create thriving workplace cultures through scientifically validated understanding of their people. And so DISC stands for D, dominance, I, influence, S is for steadiness, and C is for consensus. And so I was, you know, when we presented this, I was all for it. I was like, yeah, like, let me take my DISC tool and assessments. And I thought that I was going to be an S because I feel like I like steadiness. I like stability. Yet when I took this assessment, I ended up being a D, which is D is for dominance. And so I am slowly realizing and accepting of myself now because I am very goals oriented, results oriented. I do like numbers. My theory is that if you work on your people, your numbers move along with it. And so I do tend to correlate the two. And so, but yeah, I was really surprised to find out that I was a D because I don't, for dominance, I didn't think I was a dominant person. And maybe that is something that I didn't know about myself until this tool had told me what I am. So again, that goes back to what I was trying to refer to, is to really understanding yourself first in order to be able to communicate with your team. And so obviously not all of us can pay for DISC. And if your organization does DISC, that's great. I would love to hear from you. If you guys have a chance to follow me in dlmnursing.com, I would love to hear about your personality types and what that would be. But there is a free assessment tool that I'm pretty sure all of us may have taken before, and it's called the 16 personality tests. And it is a type of personality assessment tool that it actually gives you very detailed feedback about each aspect of an individual's personality type. And it's based on your answers to questions and thoughts about feelings and behaviors. And really, this is not just in the workplace, but this is in everyday life. So again, knowing communication is so important, and I can't emphasize that more anymore. Yes, it's very important in the workplace. And if you know how to communicate correctly and in a way that the other understands, and some nowadays people are just speaking freely, and some of them really should have been inside thoughts without hurting people. And I think another good course to look into is Crucial Conversations, which are also head to that at some point. But for now, I really do encourage everyone to really look into their personality tests, and you'll be so surprised about learning about yourself that you didn't even know just with answering a few assessment questions. And so again, you know, owning and understanding our own personalities is huge, huge. It plays a role in interactions and making it successful with the people around us. This also even enables us to understand other people's tics, what triggers people, and being mindful and being respectful for that person. So, yeah, I do encourage and apply what you learn through your 16 personality tests into everything that you do. And I know it's a valuable tool that it really gives you the sense of insight in making important work and life decisions. And so just to conclude the podcast overall, this episode on owning and harnessing your own potential nursing leadership, and how it really starts with understanding yourself. And so I really do encourage everyone to take some time, sit down, take the 16 personality tests, understand your own individual personalities and implications, and then it actually gives you a detailed feedback of how you may see certain things very differently than another person. And just overall, this assessment gives us the opportunity to recognize potential areas where we can improve. And and adjust to the team that you guys are will be leaving leading. So thank you guys again for this great first episode of this series. I hope to do this more regularly. I finally have my setup in my office where I can just easily record. So I hope to be a little bit more consistent for you all. But whenever you guys have the chance, please visit the dlmnursing.com for additional resources. We have great articles on there. I am providing a free hypertension lecture PDF downloadable that is available now on the website. You just have to sign up for our newsletter and you'll be having access to our freebies that I usually add something, you know, once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks on there for you all. So I hope that that was helpful. We also have two new products in our website. I just came out with a nursing assessment notebook assessment, where you are no more loose papers. You're able to have all of your nursing assessments in there. It's a 6x9 notebook, spiral notebook that, you know, it's very aesthetically pleasing. If you guys are interested on that, I do have that on my TikTok as well. So thank you guys again for everything. And I hope to see you guys on the next lecture. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you again for listening to the Millennial Nursing Podcast. This is Dominique with DLMNursing.com. And thank you for listening to our episode, really starting off our series on nursing leadership. For our next episode, we're actually going to be talking over crafting a healthy and happy work atmosphere and some tips and tools that you guys are able to use and helping with retention strategies and how the power of regular check-ins can play a huge role in your retention. Looking forward to seeing everyone next week. Bye.